With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the war trudges on, Ukraine's new army chief says his immediate goals include improving the rotation of troops out on the front lines and harnessing the power of new technology.
Colonel General Alexander Syskaya made the comments on Friday, a day after President Volodymyr Zelensky put him in charge of the battlefield campaign against Russia's invasion. Syskaya, who previously was the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, said that new tasks are on the agenda. Though he provided little detail, his remarks are in line with Zelensky's stated aim of renewal of the armed forces and adopting a fresh approach to the fight. But Ukraine's biggest problems remain manpower shortage and the inadequate supply of Western weapons in its fight against Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court took up the Colorado case that Donald Trump is ineligible to appear on the state's ballot because of the January 6th Capitol riot. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Trump attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued that the 14th Amendment does not apply in this case.
A state cannot exclude any candidate for federal office from the ballot on account of Section 3.
Section 3 is referred to as the Insurrection Clause, and attorney Jason Murray, representing Colorado voters, focused on the former president's actions.
By engaging in insurrection against the Constitution, President Trump disqualified himself from public office.
With Colorado's primary scheduled for March 5th, the High Court has signaled it will try to act quickly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Weather Service confirming the first ever February tornado in the state of Wisconsin. A twister spotted Thursday just south of Madison. There were minor injuries reported. The Dow's losing 71 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 191. This is SRN News. Concerns are being raised about one of America's favorite cookies.
The National Legal and Policy Center says Oreo has close ties to the LGBT pressure group PFLAG, which promotes graphic homosexual books for small children in the public schools. The NLPC report comes days before Oreo unveils its first Super Bowl ad in 10 years. Oreo is owned by the giant food conglomerate Mondelez International, which also produces Chips Ahoy, Ritz, Triscuits, and Sour Patch Kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's administration backing off its plans to impose rules some say would have restricted sex change operations for adults in a way no other state has. The rules proposed by two state departments would have required that patients under 21 receive at least 6 months of counseling before starting hormone treatment and undergoing the operation. More than 20 states have similar laws. This is SRN News. 10 cars of cargo train in upstate New York derailed, and some ended up in a river.
The cars were carrying plastic pellets and cooking oil when they derailed. They were part of a 94-car train operated by Berkshire and Eastern Railroad. The incident happened in New York State in the village of Valley Falls late Wednesday evening. Two of those cars ended up in a river. No injuries have been reported and no hazardous materials were involved. Part of the state route in the area is closed now. This accident is the second derailment in the region in 6 months. In August last year, 17 cars of a CSX freight train derailed northwest of Albany. That disrupted Amtrak services and prompted road closures. I'm Haya Punjwani.
An overnight fire caused extensive damage to an iconic Chicago restaurant that is known for its breakfast and is filled with decades of memorabilia. The Palace Grill opened in 1938. The fire caused no injuries and is under investigation. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.